We saw a very large margin for Senator Tim Kaine over Corey Stewart. In our statewide survey, we saw a 51% for Kaine to 33% for Stewart among registered voters. And that is a pretty big gap for a candidate looking at a post-Labor Day environment to try to overcome. I mean, all indications are that Stewart is well behind. Our survey has shown what others have shown, that he's not that popular in Virginia, and that's creating significant problems. The Republicans who are trying to keep control of the Senate are going to spend their money somewhere else because Stewart isn't seen as a good investment. And so for Republicans in Virginia, this may be a tough year. Trump is relatively unpopular in the state. Corey Stewart doesn't seem likely to have much in the way of coattails. And so for incumbent Republican members of the U.S. House, for example, this is bad news. They may be looking at a bad situation that's gotten worse in the era of Donald Trump and Corey Stewart. In our Mary Washington survey this month, and in our survey last September, a year ago, we're looking at a very similar environment. There were a number of Republicans in the House of Delegates who'd been there for years in some cases, who were defeated not really because of anything they had said, as much as the fact that they had an R after their name in the age of Trump. And those voters who were most angry, it seemed, were women in the suburbs. And so if you look at what happened in Prince William, you look at what happened in the suburban precincts around Richmond or in the Hampton Roads area, you see the same basic pattern, that if you have an R after your name and you have a district that has a significant suburban population, you're likely to have a problem. And so when you're looking at the 2nd District and the 10th District in particular, but also to some extent the 7th outside Richmond, you're seeing a significant element of suburban voters in those districts. And that's a tough thing for a Republican incumbent. I mean, if you look at Barbara Comstock in Northern Virginia, for example, you know, you're talking about a politician, a savvy politician, a hardworking politician, no doubt about it, but one who really has a difficult task. She has to thread a needle. She has to figure out a way to be sufficiently pro-Trump that the Trump voters don't abandon her. But she also has to figure out a way to speak to those voters who don't like Trump and present herself as a different kind of Republican than Trump. And that's really a tough challenge, because particularly for those people angry at Trump, it seems like that anger is really very generic. That is, every Republican, regardless of what kind of Republican they are, will feel the wrath. They can't vote against Trump, but they can vote against other Republicans. And so all indications are right now that 2018 in Virginia is shaping up to be a lot like 2017, and that's bad news for Republicans.